prayer. You know, I've been thinking about certain responses I got on social media when I made posts about how we should be careful where we stand for or against war, World War III. Most, you know, even possible nuclear World War III. And I didn't get many responses, of course. And from some devotees, they were like, why are you bothering? Why do you write about these things? Of course it's going to be a World War III and nuclear and all of that. Of course. So why are you trying to affect and change that which you cannot do anything about? But then my answer to that is, so I thought about it for a while, and I kind of took it for granted, but I realized that some don't, that if I write something, or you write something, and you, or and, that inspires others to try and, rather than killing each other and blowing up the planet, try to have diplomacy, establish understanding between people as soon as possible, try and mediate. Peace negotiations and so on. You know, and there in all that, what's actually happening and has to happen to accomplish that peaceful path is that people start to think we instead of I. So, you know, the bright path, you know, the upwards going spiral rather than the downwards going spiral. So then I thought like this, that if I make something that can inspire people to go on that upward going spiral, and 10 people share that, and maybe each one of those, or maybe one of those 10 get inspired to write something themselves that is inspiring in the upwards going spiral. And, you know, 10 of their friends share, and 10 of each one of their friends share, then it can become, and the proof for that is that it's possible, is that it has happened. It is happening every day. Huge campaigns that become very influential on the planet, sometimes used, you know, by very smart PR bureaus, consulted by politicians and whatever. So in other words, wildfire spreading, wildflowers, what do you call it? With the result that a few billion people on this planet might jump on the upward going spiral. And maybe if just one more billion does it, that could tip over the whole situation, a global situation, from a pit of darkness that we could fall down into, over to a nice pastoral, nice garden there with friends and families and enjoying themselves. Isn't that what we all want? So, I mean, it's up to us. So I'm of the opinion that if you just click share on this thing, little click, doesn't cost anything. And make the next, if you can, and dare to make your own. Good stories here, good advice, good ideas. And I really advise, base it on the simple mantra, make peace, not war. Make love, not war. And we used to sometimes say that among the devotees, and here, I think it came from Hare Krishna Swami actually, back then, that yeah, we were some old hippie god brothers talking the other day, and we said, because those original gurus in the Western ISKCON Hare Krishna movement, they were all old hippies. Yeah, you know, the flower power people. Yeah, let's go back and do it right this time, because that first try, they all got, you know, destroyed by drugs and whatever. But there's still around, those old hippies, and still going strong, some of them, who didn't fall into some pit. And some of them, yeah, became Hare Krishnas and still are. But yeah,